It's a hybrid, a terrific jazz hybrid. What have you got when you splice bebop from the 50s together with the Charleston from the 20s? What have you got but the Blue Ribbon Charleston? And who would be responsible for such a feat of genetic jazz engineering but someone named Bob Prince, whoever that was? Well, bless his obscure and unknown heart, he put together an entire album of hybrid Charlestons in 1970, which went straight to the remnants bin on the Warner Brothers label. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to start the show with his terrific music every Sunday at 6 o'clock. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy. I'm the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Well, turns out there is so much fodder in the love canon under the heading of terms of endearment that we're just going to keep it going for a while as endearment two. You could make a case, I think, that maybe the two hottest swingers ever to take up jazz were the violinist Joe Venuti and the saxophonist Zoot Sims. So it's kind of amazing that it took so long for them to play together. But it's the kind of thing that could and did happen at the private jazz parties that Dick Gibson of Colorado held for 30 years, beginning in 1963. That's where Joe and Zoot met, and that's where they played together, as they are going to play for you now. When it comes to raw swing, the news just doesn't get any better than this. I've found a new baby. Thank you. all my blue days behind, and I learned how to care. And there's love, really love, on my mind. Yes, I'm the world's most happiest creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. Oh, I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, and you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Yes.
We'll be right back.
breathe deep, people, because the air is getting a little rarefied around here, with Venuti and Sims as the openers, giving way to two more giant presences in Louis Armstrong and Thelonious Monk. I've found a new baby at the top of the spot, played by Joe Venuti and Zoot Sims on violin and soprano saxophone, respectively. Their equally inspired rhythm section was composed of Dick Wellstood piano, George Duvivier bass, and Cliff Lehman drums. In 1955, Louis Armstrong made a couple of superb albums for Columbia with the music of W.C. Handy and Fats Waller, the latter from which we chose I'm Crazy About My Baby for your listening pleasure. Louis on trumpet and vocal, with Barney Bigard clarinet, Trummy Young trombone, Billy Kyle piano, Arvel Shaw bass, and Barrett Deems on the drums. And just now we heard Thelonious Monk on piano playing his own composition, Ruby, My Dear, along with Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax in what turns out to have been a debt repaid. The mainstream sax giant was one of the first people to employ the progressive newcomer Monk in his own band. Wilbur Ware was the bass player. The drummer was Art Blakey, expressing our fondness for a bunch of jazz people we really care about here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. the brilliant British reed man Tubby Hayes on tenor sax at the top of the spot, playing Dear Johnny B, a tribute to drummer Johnny Butts, a friend who had died recently in a car crash in Bermuda in 1967. The rest of Tubby's quartet consisted of Mike Pine piano, Ron Mathewson bass, and Tony Levin drums. Elvin Jones was next with Dear John C, his tribute to John Coltrane. Elvin on drums with Charlie Mariano alto sax, Roland Hanna piano, and Richard Davis on the bass. And just now we heard from a collective of Los Angeles musicians who have made several fine CDs on the Summit label, this one entitled A Beautiful Friendship. The bass line is the Gary Unwin Jazz Orchestra, with soloist Bill Watrous trombone, Pete Chrisley tenor saxophone, and Carl Saunders on the trumpet. The selection was Dear Mr. Florence, a tip of the hat to Bob Florence, the L.A. big band leader. And now, since the Voice of Vashon is a radio station, here is Mr. Michael Golan Johnson to explain what that means.
Well, thank you, Bill. You are listening to Terms of Endearment, Part 2, on The Jazz Guy, on The Voice of Vashon, an event that occurs every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, as well as online at voiceofvashon.org. So, Bill, at the top of the show, you mentioned Dick Gibson, whose annual jazz parties every summer in Colorado were a fixture for 30 years, beginning in 1963. Interesting guy.
Yeah, better jazz fan than businessman, it seems. He never made a dime from it. Best year was 1981, when he only lost $600. Made a ton of people happy, though, not to mention the Denver hotels. All he asked at the closing concert was that the audience sit still long enough for him to sing I Ain't Got Nobody.
Plus $265 for a ticket.
A bargain at any price.
Thank you. makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this whole world too good for a boy so sweet and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Christmas, diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do?
If you're a Diana Krall fan, you got to get the 1995 Impulse All For You CD, in which all the music is Nat King Cole covers, including the one you just heard, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good To You, with Russell Malone and Paul Keller sitting in for Oscar Moore and Johnny Miller on guitar and bass. Clarinetist Annette Cohen and her Tentet at the top of the spot with Oh Baby, an arrangement by Oded Levari of a 1946 arrangement by Mel Powell of a Benny Goodman 78 with Mel's name misspelled as Power. And that's mistake, a result of her affection for the original King of Swing. The other nine people in the band were as follows: Ruben Codelli, cello; Naje Nordhals, trumpet and flugelhorn; Nick Finzer, trombone; Owen Broder, baritone sax and bass clarinet; James Shipp, vibraphone and percussion; Vitor Gonsalves, piano and accordion; Cheryl Bailey, guitar; Tal Mashlock, bass; and Anthony Pinciotti, drums. Ruby Braff with Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So, a little-known tune by Willard Robeson, author of Old Folks and Cottage for Sale, Ruby on cornet with Kenny DeVern clarinet, Tommy Newsom tenor sax, John Bunch piano, Howard Alden guitar, Michael Moore bass, and Kenny Washington on the drums. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the jazz guy. So long, thanks for listening. Whatever it is, have a good one, and I'll see you next time. And above all, stay cool. Everybody.
Thank you.